Hello and welcome to week 14 of Al Sirhan podcast. This is Hisham Al Sirhan, and in this podcast I will share my reflection of the world is open class. The topic of this week is podcasting, webcasting and course casting. So what is a podcast? Wikipedia defines podcast as a series of audio files that are released as episodes. And if the released files are video, it is sometimes called podcast, V-O-D-C-A-S-T. Podcasts are basically tools, web 2.0 tools, which are used to deliver audio or video file information for different purposes and users. Usually podcasts are short, maximum would be like 10 minutes, but there are many podcasts published that are much longer. A clear example of a podcast is my weekly reflection, which you are listening to now. And the way I do it is that almost after each class of the World is Open course, I come home and try to summarize and reflect on what happened in the class by recording an audio file. Then I upload the audio files to a free podcast hosting service. In order to let other people listen to my reflections, and hopefully they can provide me with feedbacks. And podcast for the audience, they can either listen to the podcast directly from the computer, or they can also download the file to their mobile devices and listen to the podcast in any time or in any place. Now, there has been lots of discussion in the class about how to utilize podcasts to improve and support learning, and Dr. Bonk even asked us whether podcasts are a type of Web 2.0 technologies. And in my opinion, podcasts are Web 2.0 technology because it shares two main characteristics with the other Web 2.0 technologies. First, podcast is simple. Creating a podcast is simple, and anyone can create his or her podcast. The tools are available and free online. The tool I'm using to record my podcast is Audacity, and it's available free online, and it's very easy to utilize, and with practice people will be able to record what they need to say and publish it online. And the second feature which podcasts share with other web 2.0 devices is the capability of interaction through reflections and authoring. And I think podcasts are a great tools to represent and modify ideas and present them online for other people to listen. And if you want to focus on educational uses of the podcast, there are many useful methods or approaches for podcasts to be used. For example, the lectures of an instructor can be recorded to help students keep up with what's going on in the class. And for students, it's podcast would be very useful tools to reflect and summarize key concepts. And also, podcasts can be used to discuss something relevant to the class, other concepts that might, such as examples or cases that relate to the whatever the topic in the class. Podcasts also can supplement books and other learning materials. And one example of this kind of podcast is Poddictionary, in which the presenter talks about the definitions and the origins of English language words. Podcasts can also be used to interview experts or to provide oral reports. And there are many other useful uses for the podcast. And also in the class we discussed podcast, which I mentioned earlier, and webinars as well, which is kind of a course casting. Podcast, as I mentioned, are when video is included with the podcast, and webinars are synchronous type of lectures that are delivered online. And the main advantage for webinars is that students sense the presence of the instructors, and there is so there would be a social interaction and a quick feedback between the instructor and the student. However, there are some challenges related to using podcast, and one of the main challenges is the need to design and organize the podcast content and presentation. Podcast, it's very important for podcasts to engage students, and also in my opinion, I think that current podcasts are either using a lecture style or kind of radio show programs, and it would be very interesting to identify other methods of presentation that can be useful for podcasting and sharing ideas through audio files. Another challenge in podcast is the limited interaction between the podcaster and the audience. Except for the webinars, during the presentations, there is no interaction between the audience and the podcaster, but the audience can send feedbacks and emails, for example, for the podcaster, so they can have this kind of interaction. Now, personally, when I chose to use podcasting for my weekly reflection, I wanted to try a new thing, and I must say that doing the podcast is more difficult than I expected, and it was challenging because it did require planning and preparations. Besides, I don't like to hear my voice when I record this thing. So, but as a learning experience, I think podcasting was a good choice, and maybe you should try it sometime. And with this, I will leave you this week, and goodbye.